Your Oxfordshire with OxtreeGen.com.
So this week we're talking about keeping Oxfordshire green. Recycling can play a major part. Project manager of the Community Action Group project here in Oxford, Simon Kenton, agrees.
We have the infrastructure to do that in Oxfordshire, so we should be using it, and that's, you know, that's something that everybody should be doing as a day-to-day thing, as part of your normal life.
And we are doing it here in Oxford. MP for Oxford West and Abingdon, Nicola Blackwood, has seen us do it with her own eyes.
One of the best projects that I think that we've seen in Oxford recently is OxClean, in which community groups from all across the city go out over a weekend in spring and spring clean the city. Now, that has a really big impact on the natural environment. It has a really big impact on the way in which we feel about our own environment, where we live, what we see day to day.
Now, you may have noticed that she was on the phone, which seamlessly leads me on to my next question for you. What do you do with your old mobile phone handsets? Do you recycle those?
I've only got one old mobile phone and I can't find where it is. It's got in one of the drawers, cupboard somewhere. Bin them, really. You know, yeah, it's not really worth it.
I usually take it into the phone shop and let them dispose of it, do whatever they do with it.
They're usually just sitting around the house gathering dust, to be honest with you.
Well, if you do want to, OxtreeGen can recycle your old mobile phone for you.
We'll sell the phones on to companies who will dispose of them ethically or environmentally. And we, for every phone that we receive, we'll plant a tree. So not only are you putting your phone into a recycle system, but you're also getting a tree planted to help the environment.
One of the directors there, Mark Lay. Keep listening for more tips on how to keep Oxfordshire green.
To find out how you can help preserve Oxfordshire for the future, visit OxtreeGen.com. Help the planet breathe.